here once again and discuss the first of all, the thoughts of the team making the Nationals and what that means for the program.
It's huge for our program, and so this is the first time we're going to make it as a team, which just shows how strong everyone is across the board. Instead of just having one pair go, we're having the whole team go, all 17 people. So that just shows how skilled every single person is.
And this gets similar to what I talked with Molly about, the significance of being a third-year program and the program progressing as fast as it has been. What's it been like from the inside seeing that this happen?
It's been crazy. I mean, ever since the beginning, we've always had the goal to eventually get here. And I'm just really thankful that I'm on the team to be able to experience it. And I know it's not going to be the last time we make it. And I think that everyone right now is just pretty thankful. And at the same time, I think that we all know that we deserve it.
How will the next few weeks look like for you individually? Since you know the opponents, are you going to continue to prepare or maybe look ahead maybe to some of the other teams? Because looking at the bracket, there are some teams you may have not even played yet this year. Or have you played a lot of them already?
We've played FSU.
And I think Stetson too, right?
Yeah, and Stetson. Yeah, and they're both really good competition. It depends on the player, like which team, if you're going to do scouting or not, because some players perform better if they don't know anything about the opponent, and others really like to have, you know, facts to be prepared. So I guess each pair is going to do what's best for them.
You're from Alaska, obviously a long distance away from Atlanta, Georgia. Discuss the recruiting process and how you ended up here at Georgia State.
Basically, I decided to travel out of Alaska and go to tryouts with USA Beach Volleyball, and then I was selected to compete in tournaments, and I played in a tournament in California in Hermosa Beach, and I emailed Beth because I really wanted to be a part of a SAM program, the up-and-coming program, so I emailed her and she came and watched me at that tournament, and I was lucky enough to get selected.
Were you looking to head to the Southeast? Because it seems like SAM volleyball traditionally is a Western part of the country sport.
Yeah.
And was there any interest in staying on the West Coast, or were you really open to traveling anywhere in the country?
I was open to anywhere, but what I really wanted was a big city, so obviously that's why I was excited that Atlanta worked out. And I have family all on the East Coast, so yeah, it's a good fit.
Has it been a good experience here for you?
Yes, 100%, yes.
Are there many Alaskans in the Southeast, or is there a small network of people that you kind of know about that come assist you?
You know, I don't know many Alaskans around here, but people always say when I tell them I'm from there, they're like, oh, so-and-so has been there, or I have a relative there, but I don't really know any Alaskans down here at the school.
And lastly, what are you majoring in as far as college here at Georgia State?
Yeah, I'm majoring in communications because I'm hoping to go to grad school for speech pathology.
Okay, why that field?
In high school, I just worked with special ed students, and it was fascinating to me to learn about the different speech problems they had with articulation and stuff, and I just want to help people with that.